Stop 6. The lower ground to our north is what we call the dip. This part of the park was, in the pre-1860s, a smaller brick pit. In those days, clay for brick making was dug from the nearest suitable field, dotting the landscape around here with little pits. Although wartime was a traumatic experience for the grown-ups, children have far better memories of the playtime opportunities of a rubbish dump in the pre-health and safety era.
When I was a boy, I used to cut across the brick field and through all the piles of dump rubbish, as my family lived in Cannon Road and I attended Raglan Road School.
For younger kids, it was the most fantastic playground you could ever imagine, with new material being tipped there on a daily basis. Many of the kids' camps were either in the huge patches of burdock that used to grow there, or the older ones made quite a large, more permanent structures out of the abundance of water tanks. And God help you if you ever went near or touched a camp belonging to another street. Peter.
The last input from the gas board into the pit was in 1950. And their license was to use the brick pit as a landfill site for inert, industrial and household waste.
Now, follow the edge of the vegetation around the park to the next stop.